Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration? Or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by thanking you for being super amazing. You guys share the show. The subscriptions, the rating, and the reviews on iTunes is awesome. It makes iTunes think we're super important, which makes us get more viewers and downloads, which makes me do more content for you guys. So please, please, please throw me a good review unless you hate it, and then just send me a nasty email and we'll call it square. If you're listening to the podcast, check us out on YouTube channel. If you're watching us on YouTube, check us out on the podcast on YouTube. If you leave a comment or have a question, most of the time I'll try and do my best to answer. So I try to interact there. No matter where you're going, if you want to grow your cleaning company, growmycleaningcompany.com has all of the tools that we have to help you do just that. If you go there right now, I think there's a special video I just made, totally free, with all sorts of good stuff on how to grow your cleaning company. So enough of that. Today we are chatting with Heather Swan, who claims that is her real name, from Sweeping Swans in Charleston, South Carolina. Apparently it's in South Carolina now. I thought it was in North, but she corrected me. She's been in business for 3 years. She started just herself and has now grown to 8 employees. Heather, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me today.
All right, you asked nicely, and you're the nicest human being in the world, and I can't help myself. I'm just going to do it. So we're going to take a pool, Cleaning Nation, to see if I'm insane and I'm the only person that thought this. So I heard Heather Swan. I'm like, well, that's a pretty name. Sounds fake, like she's an actress or something. She assured me that's God-given, so good for you, Heather. And then she said Sweeping Swans. I'm like, well, that's so sweet. I pictured little white swans with little tiny swan brooms, and then I picture the swans pooping on my carpet. I'm like, ooh, now that's bad. And she is saying that I'm insane, that no one has ever thought that, and that's probably right. So feel free to in the notes of the YouTube say, yes, Mike, that is a reasonable thing. I also worried about the swans pooping on my place. Or feel free to go, no, Mike, you're insane. It's a beautiful name. Quit busting her chops, you evil jerk. Is that a fair representation of our conversation, Heather?
Yeah, it is very, very fair, and I appreciate that.
And there's an 80% chance they're going to give me the smackdown. I go, no, why would they? What are you talking about? They're not real swans. Of course they're not going to poop. They're women. But here we are. So that's yes, that. And Heather, I've been on the phone now for 28 and a half minutes, and we just finally decided to hit record and invite you guys into the conversation. So welcome, Cleaning Nation, to what we got going on. So what's going on with you, Heather? What's going on in your world that hopefully now that I've abused and said terrible things about your lovely name and company name, how can I maybe help make your business a little better?
Well, before I ask you my question, nobody will forget the name though. So everybody's going to remember it after that little thing.
Yes. Everyone will be like, the poopy swan lady? Yeah, that's Heather.
Yeah, that's Heather. That's that girl, Heather Swan. So the reason why I wanted to be a part of the podcast today is I wanted to ask you, how can I come up with a foolproof method or system to train employees without having the hiccups of other employees training them and not doing exactly how I want to do it. That's been a big thing for me is, you know, letting go, not being such a control freak. And I want to be able to hire a training person, or do I make videos, or I have all my procedures, you know, typed up on papers for the girls, but it's just as a reference guide, but I just don't know the best method to do it. I just need something that I can do and implement, and that's how it is.
All right, let me make you an offer. If you will allow me to give you a USP, unique selling proposition suggestion, I will answer your question about the training thoroughly.
Okay.
All right. So Sweeping Swans, because our swans are poop free since 93. So you tell them right off the bat, our cleaners, our swans have never pooped on anybody's carpet ever. What do you think? am I even in the ballpark?
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
You would be the only cleaning company I've ever coached that has the word poop in their unique selling proposition or their branded guarantee. That could also be a guarantee. If any of our ladies poop anywhere in your house other than the, you know, the appointed facilities, the cleaning's totally free. And with a handwritten apology, maybe a bouquet of flowers. We really should make that right. So just a suggestion. Take that for what it's worth. You know, maybe I'm missing it, but there you go. All right. In case that's not enough.
I have no words.
You have no good. That's the only right answer is you're insane and I don't want to talk to you anymore. Good. Well, there we go. We've got that out. This has by far been the most poop-centric podcast I think I've done. So I'm sorry, I guess. Or congratulations, depending on your point of view. I'll let you make your own decision. Coaching or training. Let's talk about that. And I promise there'll be no poop references within the training at all. I'd like to think it's implied that there should be no making. Anywhere in the customer's carpet or flooring areas. All right. First and foremost, I want to encourage you and the listeners. I'd ask beforehand, Heather is a Clean Profit Method member. We cover exactly how to do this in detail with all the templates in Module 9. So I'm going to give you the good stuff now, Heather, but get to Module 9. When you do that, you'll get all the background and everything you need to kind of really make this happen. Deal?
Okay. Yeah, deal.
Cool. So first, as always, I like to talk about philosophy, how we think about things, and then we'll talk about tactically how we actually do it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Cool. So first and foremost, and this is probably where I'm quite a bit different than most of the other trainers out there. I am not a fan of focusing on here is how we dust. Here is how we do this. Here's how we vacuum. The reality of the matter is most of these people have been cleaning. These aren't hospital clean rooms that have special things, right? There, I think you do move in, move out, correct?
Right.
Cool. I'll yell at you about that in another episode. But so that might be a little different, but they've probably all moved out of a house and had to clean it or moved into a house that they wanted to clean, whatever the case may be. So it's not like we are teaching them how to MIG weld, right? And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. I need training. We're teaching them how to clean, which they've already done. So really all we're doing is teaching them how to clean in an effective, systematic way, right? Like we've all cooked burgers, right. But if we go to McDonald's, we need to learn how to cook burgers the McDonald's way, not because their burgers are better, but they're more systematized, right? You can crank out 100 of them an hour. So is that a fair pool to say that we're not teaching them how to clean? We're just modifying what they know about cleaning and teach them how to do it our way.
Right.
Okay. So that said, I'm not saying there should be zero time spent on that, but the problem is every training I've seen is 90 to 100% cleaning. Here's what this chemical does. Here's how you put on your backpack. Here's how you hang up your supplies. Here's how you do. And it's tremendously boring. It's a tremendous waste of time. We're teaching people how to tie their shoe. They already know how to tie their shoe. And there's no mention of core values. What we really want to do is spend 80% of our time teaching them how to be a good community member, encouraging them that they're in the right place if they believe in your core value. So 80% of it should be, here's what a good employee looks like. Here's what it's like to be a part of this community and really engage and have fun and be glad that you're here and contribute and be part of something bigger than yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because I promise you, if you hired me, and I got to tell you, I'm the worst cleaner ever, period. But if I'm going to take money, if I agreed to work for you as a cleaner, you wouldn't have to train me and I do a good job. Why? Because I don't lie. If I'm taking money, I would feel bad for stealing your money, not doing a good job. So it might take me a little longer than other people. And it probably wouldn't be perfect, but my customers or your customers that you've trusted to me would be happy because I'm a good guy. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't steal. I try to have fun. I try to certainly make money. I understand that if we do a bad job, you're not going to make money. If you don't make money, I'm not going to make money. I'm going to be real and I want to help out. Those are my core values. So with no training, the worst cleaner in the world, i.e. me, is going to do a pretty good job. You'd have to send me a lot of customers before you had a customer that wasn't happy. Is that a fair, anything I've said so far that you're like, hold on, that's bull crap?
No, I agree.
Okay. Now let's go to the other extreme. I'm sure there's ladies out there or guys out there that have been doing this for 20 years. They know everything. They're crotchety, angry old people. They could clean me under the, I can't think of a euphemism. They can clean me under the table, right? They're like 48 and a half times better at cleaning than I am, but they're crabby and they don't think that's their job and they're not going to do that. I won't put my hand in there. And I'm not going to blah, 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 blah. Would you agree, no matter how much training you gave them, they're not going to be a good community member and they're probably going to have pissed off customers sooner than me? Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon.
Right. I agree.
Okay. So with that, and most people would agree, but then they go and train a bunch on cleaning and nothing on how to be a good human being. So we have to start with only attracting people that are going to be a good fit, right? If you've got the wrong people that don't give two craps about this job, this community, you as a person, the customer, they're just not good people. Doesn't matter how good the training is, you can't help it. On the flip side, right, if you hire people that are, they keep their word and they think it's important to do a good job, you don't have to give, and I'm going to answer your question, by the way. I promise we'll get to the tactical. This is just the philosophical foundation. If you don't have this, the tactical is not going to help you. So I promise we'll get there, but you got to just make sure that you get the right people that want to do a good job and give two craps about making the customer happy and just keeping their word and doing their job well. If you've got those, we're good. So I would spend 80% of my time, A, picking the people that already match my core values, and then B, teaching them how to be a good community member, not how to be a good cleaner. Any pushback on any of that? Yes is okay.
Yes, it's good. It's good.
Cool. All right. So enough of that. Assuming you've got the right person, you spend 80% of your time training them how to be a good community member and engage and really love their job. Let's talk about the 20% of how you actually teach them how to clean the way that you want. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. First and foremost, do you have a checklist?
Yes.
Okay. Everything starts and ends with the checklist. Ideally, it's on one page. If you have to have two pages, you can, but the shorter, the better. If it's 78 pages, no one will read it, right? If I say, hey, here's the three rules of being a part of this company, that's what core values are. Have fun, make money, be real, help out. Everybody's going to know them. If I say, here's the 409 rules we have, no one's going to follow them. It's too many rules. So same with the checklist. If you have 497 checks, it's tough. If you've got the 82 things they've got to do, they'll do a good job. So the key is you have to always train on the checklist. That's so important. We can't have, well, when Heather comes in and checks, I did a bad job. But if this other supervisor checks, I did a good job. And if Mike checks, I did a bad. It's never that. It's always, no matter who checks, we all use the checklist. So that's key. Is the checklist the key to everything, or is it just kind of a thing that you have, but sometimes we use it, sometimes we don't?
That's a good question. I don't check to see if they don't actually turn in a check, the checklist. They just have what needs to be done.
That answers the question.
For their reference.
I want a signed checklist on every, and I did this with my car dealership. Every employee would check the things that they were supposed to do that day and turn into their supervisor. Okay. He or she would have their checklist that they did, and they would turn that in. And every employee's checklist would be stacked up in my desk when I came in the morning. Because there's only two ways people can fail. Either they don't know what they're supposed to do, which is training, or they know what they're supposed to do and they just chose not to, which is attitude. 9 times out of 8, it's they knew what they're supposed to do, they just didn't, right? Rarely is it, okay, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to leave streaks on the mirror. Like, obviously, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to punt the chihuahua. Like, I think you did know that. You just chose to do something different. So the checklist keeps us all on the same page, as opposed to when I train, they get one thing. When you train, they get another. There's no consistency, right? If you go to McDonald's, you're always going to get the same terrible burger every time because there's a checklist. Every McDonald's, at least in the United States, makes all their burgers exactly the same. And if I can work at the one in Charleston, I can work at the one in Phoenix with no additional trainings because they have a checklist and they're all done the same way. So we have to have that checklist. It has to be used every time. And then again, you'll get the details on all this in step 9 of the Clean Profit Method, but you want to have them check each other, right? So right when they get hired, they learn how to clean. They clean, they watch you, you watch them, you leave, you come back and check. This is always with the checklist after they've done the right job on their own and you've checked them 2 or 3 times on their own and they've passed. Then you don't check them every time, and then they check someone else's work, and then they train somebody else. But it's always with the checklist. So you have to have a checklist that's strong, that has to always be at the center of every conversation. There's no my opinion or your opinion. It's just the checklist. That's that. So make sure you go 0 to trainer in 30 days. The best way to learn something is to teach it. So the best way for me to know if I'm doing a good job is to check someone else's work. So that does two things. One, I don't have to have if I'm checking someone else's work, I get used to checking because you want them to check their own work. And if I know John's going to check my work, I'm going to check my work first, right? So just knowing that someone's going to check it randomly makes me do a better job. If I go check somebody else, I'm going to kind of be taught critical thinking, right? If I go check John's work, I'm like, oh, this looks like crap. I'm generally going to do the math. If I'm a decent human being, my stuff might look like crap. Maybe I should check it before someone else comes and I put myself in this awkward position. And then same right. thing, the best way to finalize that training or that learning is have them teach somebody else. So that's the end of my training, not the end, but that's the end of their initial, you're a real employee now is once they've trained another employee. And again, we go over that in detail in the first, in the ninth step of the Clean Profit Method. Last, you asked if you should do videos. You should absolutely do videos. They should be like 30 seconds to 90 seconds long. We don't want a 20-minute video. No one's ever going to watch it. But if you have 100 30-second videos, they will watch it. So here's how we do toilets. Here's how we put on the backpack. So all that crap that you want to do, absolutely put it on videos. So it's a resource. They can watch it on their phone. I just like it on YouTube. I don't even make it private. I like my customers seeing, wow, they actually care and they've got a system and a process. You shouldn't be the one. I mean, you can be the one in the videos, but you want employees in the videos and it should be fun. And the video should be 80% core values or having fun, making money, being real and helping out if you're in my company and 20% about the cleaning. So yes, you should have videos. They should be in small bits. They should be on YouTube. I like having them available to the customer or the employee. But really the checklist is what you use and that's it. So we just need accountability checklist and people checking each other and training each other. Did that give you enough at least to get into trouble?
No, yeah, it did. Can I ask you a question?
Always.
Okay. So have you ever found that your cleaners have just checked the list just to check it? And so then when you go in and check, you know, you look at their work and everything, obviously they didn't check the list. What do you do in a situation like that? I mean, is that a situation where you just let that person go or you give them a chance? I mean, if they're just checking it off just to check it off, obviously they're not holding the same core values I have.
This is where I'm going to make some enemies. So before we ever do the checklist, again, because we talked about being a good community member first, for me, it's a core values match. And we didn't have so my core values are have fun, make money, be real, help out. The ones I left out, but I always said, if you do this, you'll get fired. We don't lie, cheat, or steal. Not to each other, not to customers, not to the company. We just don't. If you lie, cheat, and steal, you can't work here. It wasn't a core value. It was like, one of my core values wasn't that we don't punch each other. Like I just assume just table stakes. Like we don't bring guns to work. We don't, slap babies. There's a lot of things we don't do that aren't my core values. It's just, we kind of know that that's it. So the first and foremost of mine, we don't lie, cheat, or steal. And lying, cheating, and stealing is a fireable offense. So no, I wouldn't just blindside them with no, nothing, just you're fired. What? I tell them from day one. We do checklists. Okay. I have them sign their names. Not just a checklist. They literally date it and sign in their name with pen, right? So you signed your name to this thing. And by signing your name, you said, the 2.5 hours that I worked, the $30 that you owe me, I have done what you were paying me to do, and I would like you to pay me. I'm going to take my money. I'm signing my name saying I did this work. If you didn't do it, you're lying. And not only are you lying, you're stealing. Because you're telling me to pay you for work. You didn't say, hey, I only did half of this, so only pay me half. You took the full money. Or we're going to take the full money and you only did half of the work and then you lied to me about it. So you lied and you cheated and you stole all in one thing. So it's not that they didn't use the checklist. That's not that big of a deal. It's that they lied, cheated, and stole. That's a problem. So yes, that is a fire. Lying, cheating, and stealing is a fireable offense. When it manifests itself in any way, whether it's, checking in, right? I said, I lied on my timesheet. And again, please use Chronotech or something so they have to call in. But if you're not doing that, and I lied and said I was there 20 minutes before I did, that's stealing. So whether it manifests itself through clocking in and out, through lying and saying I did work that I didn't, any lying, cheating, and stealing is a fireable offense in my organization. You don't have to do that, but that's how I handle it. But again, you have to tell them at the beginning. No. You can't not have that conversation and then they don't do a checklist. You're like, you're fired. That's insane. That's why you have to start with the foundation of 80% on core values, and here's how to be a good human being. And it's funny, I promise you, if you just had people that were super passionate about what you did and believed what you did, you'd never even have to worry about the training. They'd always do a great job.
Right, absolutely. Well, that's great. That's great input. I totally see it differently now. So that's good. Thank you.
Fantastic. Can I take 2 seconds of a break and let you do the work in the lightning round, or do you have any other questions or comments you need to sneak in before we move on?
No, I'm good.
Fantastic. Lightning round. I am, as you can hear, I need to shut up for 10 seconds. I'm going to see if we can get some of the your brains and genius out there. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personal or professional?
To always let your situation motivate you. Don't let it intimidate you.
Ooh.
So whenever there's a bad situation and you get down in the dumps or whatever, like just turn it around and make the best out of it. I've had employees or people that I've hired and it just didn't turn out. I get so discouraged. And then I'm like, no, this is just giving me more fire to get out there and get more employees. So that's the best piece of advice I've ever gotten.
I should have shut up way earlier. You're way better at this than I am. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from each other?
The biggest mistake was I never saying no. It took me about a year and a half to finally realize that I don't have to say yes to jobs that are offered to me, that if the company or my client is not treating my employees right or the conditions aren't right or whatever it may be, I can say no. And I'm the only person that can do that. It took me a while to learn that, but it's nice to be able to have that option. And I didn't realize it was so easy.
Cleaning Nation, if you have not made that transition yet, you can bang your head against the wall for another year and a half, as Heather did. Or you can just go, well, this lady sounds smart. I'm just going to start saying no now. I'm going to encourage you on the latter, but let your conscience be your guide. Last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice, just something easy that they can do right away, something very easy to implement that will help make their life or their business just a little better? Doesn't have to be a big thing, just something they can implement right now.
This is super easy, is just make sure that you always keep in contact with your clients, the managers that you deal with or whomever it is, and your employees. Always touch base with them, send them a card, let them know you appreciate them. Down south, we call them Circes. Give them a Circe, which is a gift or a surprise. Just always let everybody know that you appreciate them and the opportunity of the work that comes your way.
Love it. Only people argue with that is commies and dummies, and I'm neither, so I love it. That was well said, Heather. Thank you for joining us, Heather. Thank you for putting up with my nonsense and talking about poop for half of the podcast. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Heather's show notes page and get everything that we have going on, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I'll see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.